AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Just before a big meeting of bishops at the Vatican to talk about gay and divorced Catholics, a priest has been fired who has gone public that he is gay. The AP's Colleen Barry reports Monsignor Christophe Charisma admitted it was difficult to come out as gay in what he called the church's homophobic world.
Charisma told the Polish Daily Gazette of Wyborcza that he was motivated to make his sexual orientation public by hate mail that he received after he publicly criticized a right-wing Polish priest who was strongly anti-gay. And he was quoted as saying, "I have to say who I am. I am a happy and proud gay priest."
Charisma can no longer work at the Vatican or its pontifical universities, but he remains a priest. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is offering condolences and promises an investigation. Doctors Without Borders says at least 16 people, including 19 local staffers, were killed when its clinic in Kunduz in Afghanistan was attacked. A spokesman for American forces in Afghanistan says it's investigating whether a U.S. airstrike is responsible. Sadiq Siddiqui with the Afghan Interior Ministry says insurgents were hiding in the clinic.
10 to 15 terrorists were hiding in the hospital last night, and they came under attack. They are killed. All of the terrorists were killed, but we also lost doctors.
Afghan forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have been battling the Taliban street by street in Kunduz since Thursday. Heavy rain in the Carolinas and up the East Coast has emergency responders preparing for possible flooding. Charleston, South Carolina Police Chief Greg Mullen says they've helped drivers stuck in high water.
We have not had any significant, what I would consider, swift water rescue type situations. And obviously we're monitoring that very closely because we think that we certainly could be getting into those types of things.
The rain is not connected to Hurricane Joaquin. This is AP Radio News. It is a special day in Germany. The 25th anniversary of the reunification of Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel was at a church service in Frankfurt. West and East Germany united on October 3rd, 1990, about a year after the opening of the Berlin Wall. The International Balloon Fiesta got started early today in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That is the sound of balloons lifting off. Shelby Burby traveled from Michigan to see the balloons.
Just absolutely fantastic, beautiful. I just love everything about it. I just love the excitement about seeing the balloons go up in the air. Just gorgeous.
Albuquerque is considered a perfect spot for a fiesta. Typically, clear skies, cool mornings, and wind patterns at various elevations that help keep the balloons aloft over the city. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.